Meg, cut up some celery and mix it in with the tuna. After a moment's hesitation, she opened the refrigerator door and brought out a jar of little sweet pickles. Though why I'm doing it for her, I don't know, she thought as she cut them up. I don't trust her one bit. Tell your sister I'm all right, Mrs. Watson said to Charles. Tell her my intentions are good. The road to hell is paved with good intentions, Charles intoned. Oh, my, but isn't he cunning? Mrs. Watson beamed at him fondly. It's lucky he has someone to understand him. Oh, but I'm afraid he doesn't, Mrs. Murray said. None of us is quite up to Charles. Oh, but at least you aren't trying to squash him down. Mrs. Watson nodded her head vigorously. You're letting him be himself. Here's your sandwich, Meg said, bringing it to Mrs. Watson. Do you mind if I take off my boots before I eat? Mrs. Watson asked, picking up the sandwich nevertheless. Listen. She moved her feet up and down in her boots, and they could hear water squelching. My toes are ever so damp. The trouble is that these boots are a mite too tight for me, and I can never take them off by myself. I'll help you, Charles offered. Oh, not you. You're not strong enough. I'll help, Mrs. Murray squatted at Mrs. Watson's feet, yanking on one slick boot. When the boot came off, it came suddenly. Mrs. Murray sat down with a thump. Mrs. Watson went tumbling backward with the chair onto the floor, sandwich held high in one old claw. Water poured out of the boot and ran over the floor and the big braided rug. Oh, dearie me! Mrs. Watson said, lying on her back in the overturned chair, her feet in the air, one in a red and white striped sock, the other still booted. Mrs. Murray got to her feet. Are you all right, Mrs. Watson? If you have some liniment, I'll put it on my dignity, Mrs. Watson said, still supine. I think it's sprained. A little oil of cloves mixed well with some garlic is rather good. And she took a large bite of sandwich. But Mrs. Watson scrambled up, righted the chair, and then sat back down on the floor. The booted foot stuck out in front of her and took another bite. She moved with great agility for such an old woman. At least Meg was reasonably sure that she was an old woman, and a very old woman at that. Mrs. Watson, her mouth full, ordered Mrs. Murray, "Now pull while I'm already down." Quite calmly, as though this old woman and her boots were nothing out of the ordinary, Mrs. Murray pulled until the second boot relinquished the foot. The foot was covered with a blue and gray argyle sock, and Mrs. Watson sat there, wriggling her toes, contentedly finishing her sandwich before scrambling to her feet. "Ah," she said, "that's ever so much better," and took both boots and shook them out over the sink. "My stomach is full, and I'm warm inside and out, and it's time I went home. It's much too wild a night to travel in." "Oh, wild nights are my glory," Mrs. Watson said. "Well, at least until your socks are dry." "Wet socks don't bother me. I just didn't like the water squishing around in my boots. I shall just sit down for a moment and pop on my boots, and then I'll be on my way. Speaking of ways, pet, by the way, there is such a thing as a tesseract."